nonprofit organizations in the area, and there I've got two coming up, and then a third, the Fairfield Museum has been in before, but this is the first for New Haven Reads, and I'm happy to have Fiona Bradford, who is the Development and Communications Director, and also Carrie Humphreys, who's the Outreach Director of New Haven Reads. And welcome to WPKN.
Thank you so much.
It's a little bit like family, because one of our great volunteers here is also a volunteer for your organization.
Yes,
so he kind of put this together, and I've always heard really good things about this organization. You seem to be doing really important work. So perhaps we can just start off. I don't know who wants to take a lead on this, but I guess. Maybe talk a little bit about the background, the history of New Haven Reads, how it came into existence, and what your mission is as a nonprofit.
Sure. So we got started 17 years ago. Our founder wanted to help increase availability of books for folks in New Haven, and we continue to do that work. We give away over 100,000 books a year, and she was, you know, had this little book bank. She was giving away books and started to help a small family with their homework, the kids' homework after school. And that just kept growing and growing. Now we tutor over 500 students a week who are struggling with reading at four locations in New Haven.
And the locations are in based in schools, or?
We have physical sites in New Haven. So we got one right off 95, so really easy as you're kind of driving towards New Haven. And we're trying to be very neighborhood based.
Yeah.
So the kids come to our sites specifically.
And then you have a lot of volunteers that are actually from the community that are helping with the reading.
Absolutely.
Aspects.
So
I mean, is that really kind of the brunt of who is performing some of the reading activities is really volunteers?
It's absolutely volunteer driven. We have a team of over 400 volunteers coming from across the greater New Haven area. We work with high school students, retirees, and everyone in between. Everyone gives at least an hour a week, and volunteers get to pick the day, the time, the age group they want to work with. And then we support those tutors with training and resources during their hour with their student.
And how do you go about outreach? How do you find new volunteers? Obviously, a show like this that's one of the intentions. Is that I'd like to help. You know, WPKN would like to help support your efforts. So,
thank you.
Yeah,
this is great for us. So, doing things like this, we operate a lot by word of mouth. Our tutors' experience is, you know, sharing with their friends and with their neighbors and coworkers has really helped us grow. So that's been huge for us, word of mouth. And then we're really fortunate to be in New Haven, which is just a big college town. So we are able to network with a lot of universities as well.
And the students that you serve, maybe you mentioned that, is it K through 12 type of thing, or is it also adult programming, and maybe those who have English as a second language, that type of thing?
So we work with kids in the one-on-one program from first through 12th grade. So any student in that grade range who's struggling with reading qualifies for our one-on-one program. We do also offer pre-K and kindergarten classes for 4 and 5-year-olds as well. So our youngest are 4, our oldest are 18.
And will you integrate into the actual school system at that point, or is it always off-site then at your own facilities?
Always off-site.
Okay.
We do work together with schools to support the students, but the kids come to our program, our sites for programming.
And since there might be people out in our listening audience that would be interested in becoming a volunteer for New Haven Reads, what are some of the responsibilities that you look for, or how much time, what kind of time commitment is there for people to get involved with you guys?
So to become a tutor, we just need someone who's interested in working with kids and who loves to read. And all we ask for is an hour a week.
Okay.
So we tutor after school and evening hours. So you'll find us weekdays starting at 3 o'clock and running until 6 or 7 p.m. And each tutoring session starts at the top of the hour. So a lot of our volunteers come in 3 or 4 o'clock and stay for a couple of hours. But the minimum commitment is 1 hour a week.
Mm. And what would be a good way for those who are listening right now to this program to reach out via email, perhaps, or
email is the best way to get in touch.
Okay.
Volunteer@newhavenreads.org. You can send me an email, and I'll respond as soon as I can.
Yeah. So and so the website itself is newhavenreads.org.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Any fundraising activities in terms of, how do you guys, how are you funded primarily? Just
So our budget is about $900,000 a year, and about half of that money comes from private contribution. So we have people in the community who support us. Mm-hmm. We also get some state money and some City of New Haven CDBG funding, and we get just a bunch of foundation grants as well. Yeah. So we spend a lot of time working on raising our budget every year. Mm-hmm. And we have one kind of signature event every year, which is in October, which will be our Spelling Bee, which is very mission appropriate. Hmm. We have, it's not a spelling bee like the Scripps Spelling Bee. It is teams of three work together to spell the word, and they write down the word. And we get the money from that from people who sponsor, and teams participate, paying to participate. And it's actually a really fun event. It's a two-hour event, and it happens every October. So,
and we'll where do you hold that usually?
We actually hold it at the Yale School of Management, which is across from the Peabody Museum, and they've got a really nice auditorium.
Right.
So people dress up. Most of our teams dress up in costumes, and they all come up with creative team names. It's a good event.
And when they come up with costumes based on their favorite books or something?
Sometimes, or bees, or the Beatles. They change all the names. we always get a team from the study at Yale, and they come up with crazy things every year. One year they were punctuation, and they were all dressed up as punks.
Wow.
And that was awesome. So everybody, there's a lot of creativity out there.
There are age brackets. Is that how you
We do. It's all adults, and we have one high school round. So everybody.
Oh, I see. So these are all okay.
Yeah, these are all, and everybody seems to love the opportunity to dress up. It's very competitive.
Mm.
People are studying, but we also have prizes for best name, best team costume, and that kind of thing. So if you're not successful at the spelling part, you can be successful in other ways.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, actually. Yeah, it's a great event. So this will be our eighth one.
Do you have pictures of the event up on your website?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
I'll
go to those pages.
Yeah.
I didn't find those pages yet, but I'd like to see. That's very clever. It was a great event for fundraising.
It is, it's as we said, mission appropriate because we're all about sharing the joy and power of reading. So spelling is part of that.
Well, thank you for coming in. It was nice to have you here in the studios. We're really happy to have John working here as a volunteer, and I know John is very passionate about working with New Haven Reads as well. So, again, Fiona Bradford, Development and Communications Director, and Carrie Humphreys, the Outreach Director of New Haven Reads, and thanks again for joining us here on the GM Report.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.